Worthy Grand Knight, distinguished district officers, my fellow officers, and you, my brother knights. God bless you. God love you. It's such a privilege always to be in your holy midst. As always, I bring you the very sincere personal greetings and gratitude of our pastor, Father Charlie. I speak to you from Clearwater, Florida, at Brate House Stadium, where I'm watching the Phillies defeat the whole world. It's my springtime break. I didn't want to miss an opportunity to talk to you and to give you the spiritual thought for this particular week. We're in the middle of Lent. And Lent is a very special, blessed time that God visits us with His special blessings. In Lent, we have three works that are time-honored and saint-tested. That is, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving or service. They are calculated to raise us up to our heavenly destiny, to get rid of sin, to put on Jesus Christ and His way of life. Prayer lifts us up to God in mind and heart and body. It's our chance to have a tete-a-tete with our divine Savior, especially to speak to Him about our relationship with Him, whether we're doing it the right way or not, which is His way, because He's our way, our truth, and our life. So it's a time out for some real solid man-to-man, God-to-man conversation about our eternal destiny, who we are, if we are really authentic disciples, if we're trying to turn away from sin and believe in the gospel. And then there's fasting, which is the generic name for self-discipline. We give up and we do. We give up especially sin or any attachment to sin. We give up some voluntary disciplines, like not drinking, not watching TV, not eating excessively, not eating between meals, in order to empty ourselves of ourselves and make room for Jesus Christ. And in that positive fasting mode, we go to Mass, other than on Sunday during Lent. We perhaps come to Stations of the Cross on Friday nights. We do these positive, prayerful identifications with our Lord, that we might indeed turn away from sin and believe in the gospel. And finally, almsgiving or service. We must reach out to our fellow man and women who are perhaps in a struggle. We can do it financially, but we can do it in many other ways. And we do it in secret. It's between us and God. We pick out somebody that needs our help, and we reach out to that person. So, 3 points as usual: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and all from Brate House Stadium in Clearwater, Florida, where I am admiring my beloved last place Phillies. God love you. God bless you. I'll be back next week. Bye now. All right.